Oh, 1 second. Where's the... Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, the 30th of October, Vov Cheshvan, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, A Journey Through Shemitah.
We just ended not long ago a tremendous year, the year of Shemitah, which Be'ez Hashem we're going to speak about. It's a very, very special year, and it's a tremendous chus, as a machoikis rishonim, if a person gets a mitzvah asay to eat a pri. That has Kedusha Shvi, it's the Shittas Ramban. The other Rishonim hold that a person is Mekayim a Mitzvah Aseh when a person eats an apple that has Kedusha Shvi to it. We're not dealing with a mitzvah, we don't paskin like this Ramban. The Chazan Ish writes that, along with many other different Rishonis. So the Chazan Ish, that if a person eats Peiris and Yerokas that have Kedusha Shvi, he's Mekayim Rotzon HaTorah. As I state in Chazan Ish, Moedik Aloshim. It's very, very interesting. People get very nervous, especially from Eretz Yisrael. You know, what are we going to do with Shmita? There's going to be problems with this, there's going to be problems with that. Everybody gets a little bit nervous when it comes to these things. Stamazoy, a person should know there's a tremendous chus involved. For example, there was a rover who went to America a number of years ago, and he wanted to buy an apple. No, so he goes to the shop, he buys himself an apple, he starts thinking to himself, hold on a minute, maybe I have to worry about Orla. Orla, no, I'm in chus toys. They worry about Trumas Amaisa, Nishnubaya. What about Shmita? No, I'm in chus toys, no problem. Then he looks at the apple and says, what an empty apple. There is nothing to this apple whatsoever. We're dealing with a year that we have Kedusha Shviyas that has chal on our Peiros and Yerokos in a tremendous way, as we explain Be'ez Hashem. We all know the Gemara in Sota, that if you don't have a base, but the Gemara says of them Mufurish, that Moshe Rabbeinu had such a time to come to Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara Kasha, what did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come to Eretz Yisrael for? Everything the Gemara Poshet, to Mekayim the Mitzvahs at Tluim Baritz. So we have an opportunity over here in London as well, by the way, as we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, explain, that a person can Mekayim many of the mitzvahs of Shemitah. There's a Chochmas Odom. The Chochmas Odom is a sefer called Shari Tzedek. In the Haggadah to that sefer, he writes, a marshal, he says, imagine if a person goes to the place of a king. Nobody goes unprepared. When you go to the place of a king, you go, you get dressed, you learn the instructions of how to do things, you learn how to bow, and how to wear, and what to say, and all the expressions to make. That's what the Maitre of the Chochmah Zodom says when a person goes to the place of a king. What happens, says the Chochmah Zodom, when a person comes to Eretz Yisrael? And he doesn't know the halachas. So Zogt, the Chochmas Odom, in the Sefer Shari Tzedek, just like when a person would go to the place of the king, and he would not be fully prepared. Vadai Mischayiv B'Nafshoi, says the Chochmas Odom, the Sefer Govahi. People go to Eretz Yisrael, right? There's many people, Baruch Hashem, that come to Eretz Yisrael throughout the year of Shemitah, without any realization of what are the halachas that could be negated. They don't even have a havamina how much it could be negated to them on a daily basis, especially when they go over there. What are the lessons of Shemitah? What is Shemitah trying to teach us? So Moshe Shtomach Shlita, in his Sefer Shmitah Kehilchoson, writes in the Hakdama, right, and this is brought down in the Sefer Shalom from the Slonima, and many other places, and Mala Gedonim as well, is that he showed like this, Shabbos, we know that the Torah is Medama Shmitah to Shabbos. What's the lesson of Shabbos? So the lesson of Shabbos is that on one day a week, we close our phones, and we close our computers, and we close our businesses, and we close everything. And it's Kulay LaHashem. We're sitting, Mamish, with the Rabbeinu Shlonim the whole day. Shmita, for the year of Shmita, we're sitting with the Rabbeinu Shloim the whole day, and it's to teach us Emunah and Betochen. I spoke to a farmer in Eretz Yisrael before I came here, and he said to me, you can't imagine what we're going through. He said, I'm a supplier of a chain of stores all over the country. I had to call up the manager of this chain. I told him, I'm sorry to tell you, this year I've decided not to do Hetem Mechira for whatever reason that I'm not going into right now, Hetem Mechira. He said, I'm not doing it this year. No, and this year I'm going to keep Shmita completely. I'm letting my field go completely. Hefka, everybody can take it, everything. I will not be able to supply you with produce for this year. Now, you can imagine a chain of supermarkets are relying on this fellow to supply, and if the manager says to him, I'm very sorry to tell you, I'm just letting you know. I don't know why you're being so machmir, but I have no guarantees that after Shmita, I will be able to go along and continue using you, and therefore we're dealing with a shayla of hesed that could be for years and years later. Without going into all the shaylas, yeah, what is it? No, so we're not getting into those shaylas. But just to realize, Zukhul Moshe Steinberg, you say, the Chinuch tells us as well, that a person, when he keeps the halachas of Shmita, is a tremendous emunah. And be talking to a Rebbeinu Shlom to close your business for the entire year. What a tremendous emunah and betochen. Number two, it teaches us also to share. says the Chinuch, that a person, when he knows the halachas of Shemitah, look, the Chinuch, a person has to share, nothing belongs to you. A person, for example, I know many people that have Pardesim by Soigim, so they realize that this year it's all over. Everyone can come in and take whatever they want. It doesn't belong to them. The animals can come in, people can come in, everybody can come in. It teaches people to share. So the Chinuch, that's one of the Yisoidas of Shemitah that it teaches us over here. It teaches us to share. So you'll tell me, no, very nice. If you have a saw there, oh, enough and army. Then you know, it teaches a person, Imun Ibitachon, it teaches a person to share. What's in the gear to us? So the Maisa says, I wanted to tell you, it's Poshet. For this year of Shemitah, we're eating from the Shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Can you just imagine, for example, a Moshe like this? I remember when I took my son once to the first Tish of the Sadegei Rebbe in Bnei Barak. So he got an apple from the Rebbe. Now, when he came home with this apple to him was Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody, none of his sisters was able to touch this apple. This apple is Mamish Kodesh HaKadoshim. How can someone touch this apple? How can someone waste it? Then my son, for the year of Shemitah, that's what we're doing. We have an apple that has Kedush HaShviz. We wouldn't waste such a thing. You can't take something in different places. You can't squeeze it if it's not meant to be squeezed. All the other halachas that go together with it. And therefore, we are sitting for 1 year on the table of the Ribbono Shel Olam and we're eating his peiros and his yerokos. And therefore, it makes us understand the halacha and appreciate that what the halachas are telling us, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. These are all coming from one yesoid. And that yesoid is that we're eating from the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oops, you'll tell me weiter. Beseda, very nice. You're living in Eretz Yisrael. Give all the shom over there, nature shom. What's it again to us in Chutz Lawrence? So I have the Erech three reasons among maybe six or seven, but I'll just give the Olam three. They only gave me half an hour, it's not enough. But all this came at the end. Let's go into three of the reasons why it's Nageir. Number one, it's Nageir. People come to Eretz Yisrael, right? Throughout the year of Shemitah, people often come to Eretz Yisrael. I had a phone call from a very wealthy American fellow right before Sukkot, a couple of weeks before Sukkot. He told me that he got referred by a rabbi in America to me that he should call me, and he wants to distribute certain types of things to the Olam over there who come from America for Yom Tov, and he wanted to distribute leaflets. So we managed to print them very, very quickly. We distributed them to all the big hotels, all the big shuls, all in the areas over there to Mezaka the Olam, because he said people are coming over here, they pashut don't know the halachas. So number one, people go to Eretz Yisrael, they have to know what's going on, they have to know what the shalis are. Number two, that the Chofetz Chaim says everybody should learn Kodshim, right? Why? I just do Bais HaMikdash, Teretz is. Mashiach is going to come. The Pashat don't know what to do. The Rabbi said to Beis Hashem today, this morning, Mashiach is going to be here. We're all going to get the first flight to Eretz Yisrael, and everyone's going to say, hey, hold on a minute, what do we do with Shemitah? And the Rabbi said, the Chofetz Chaim says, this Chaim ben Asher, if a person doesn't know the Halacha. Mimela. A person also has to know the Halacha. Number three, it's Nagei here in London. It's a Pashat Shaila. I asked a fellow on the plane as I was coming here last night, and I said to him, he said, will you give me Shem Shemitah? It's Pashat not Nagei. I said, hold on a second, I have a Shaila for you. Can you buy a Coca-Cola from Tesco's? Looks at me like I'm crazy. So Shaikh to Shmita? I said, you know there's a major shaila in buying a Coca-Cola in Tesco's. Coca-Cola and Tom Marks and Spencer have a major problem with Shmita. We'll get to it, Beis Hashem, in a little bit more moments. Let's start like this. Let's start with a little bit of the halachos of Avodah Sakarka. Avodah Sakarka, we know that a person is not meant to work his field during the year of Shmita. Clear the Rishonim V'Achronim. Does a person have a chiv to buy land in order to mekayim this mitzvah, right? Famous chinuch, everybody knows, by Hilchos Pesach, where the chinuch declares the shayla of a person is chayiv to go and buy chometz, koidim Pesach, in order to mekayim the mitzvah dashbisu. Yeah, no, baita, we're not going into the chalukim right now. Al koponim, there is a tremendous maila for a person to have land. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go and buy land. Of course, you could, and it's a gebaldik mitzvah for a person that buys land in Eretz Yisrael, and the maisa, he works on it, and he does it in a way that he doesn't work on it, it gets a mitzvah. However, you not always have to come on to that. You know how many people have apartments in Netanya, in Herzliya, in Tel Aviv? I've had phone calls the entire Elul from people who've had apartments all over the place. What do? We have a garden in this apartment, right? You have an apartment in Herzliya. It comes on the front, you know, area of the lobby over there. Sometimes they have plants, they have flowers, they have grass, all these sorts of things. You own this apartment, means you have a chelik in the grass. So if you have a chelik in the grass, a meridik a mitzvah. You are getting a mitzvah provided they keep the halachas of Shmita, they're not working it. Person has to be mivavar. Person has to call the man of bais. Say, hold on a minute. Are you going to be working this land or not? Are you going to be keeping Shmita or not? If they're not keeping Shmita, a person has to mafka the land. Again, this is not miches that we can't go into. Then a person has to be mafka his land in front of three people to make sure he's not having a chelik in this ground. Over the Maisa, if a person owns a land, he has to be careful. Number two, people go to Eretz Yisrael during the year. You rent an apartment. No, people go sometimes for the summer. You rent an apartment somewhere. What's the halacha? Suzuki Misen Karelis, amongst many other poiskim. When a person does schir, it's also ownership. And therefore, when a person rents a land and rents an apartment somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and they have over there grass, they have plants, they have areas over there that are Roilus Ria that they plant over there. So again, same halacha applies. If the brother buys over there are made up of non-foreign people that are not keeping Shemitah, you, who are being Soicha this apartment, have no Sheikha to the grass, but it belongs to you, you're being Oiva Nisisa. And therefore, a person has to be careful where he's going to be renting it from, to make sure that the people are keeping Shmita in of that way. Let's go back to a couple more additional halachas that are mamish negeah. I mean, these phone calls were coming in every single day, if not five times a day during Elul, for people that Pasha didn't want to know. Number one, sponger, right? You know the old apartments, right? When you do sponger, so what happens, you put it in the Marpeset, and Marpeset's got this little pipe coming out of it over there, and the pipe falls down directly under the grass. Are you allowed to do that during Shmita? Another example of people asking, they got me sukkah, so you're allowed to build a sukkah on the grass. It's going to kill the grass, you take away the sukkah. What happens? All of a sudden, the grass is going to grow to Shiloh Shmita. Another example, you're allowed to hang your laundry outside, right? And you have to say, what do? You hang your laundry outside. Nobody has a dryer. You hang your laundry outside, the drip, but all the water goes down, you push up water in the plants. Right? Another shame, Shiloh. Just now, Wednesday afternoon, the stuff you ask for main with the fine. What do you do when you go to a place in every park, in every public area in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Let's say, for example, you're a good Israeli, you go and have a barbecue on Gansaka over there. When you have to have a barbecue over there, you want to do the Tizidine. What do you do in the Tizidine? Wash your hands over the grass. What's the halacha such a case? Are you allowed to or you're not allowed to? Again, calls for tremendous harichas to understand pshat, to see yeah, no, why, when, but the Maisa Roy Poskim holds as follows. When you're doing something that's clear to us that you're not doing it kidei to do Zuria, you're not interested in watering the plants, you just happen to be cleaning the marpesa, you're cleaning the balcony. When you're doing that and the water's going down, there's nothing to worry about. However, the water fountain is a tremendous shayla. The person presses the water fountain, right? Saying, Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, that here we are over there, put in a gemalde gechesed for the oil, a wonderful water fountain. They're all slanty. They put them in a place where it goes directly onto the grass. According to the post, it's a problem. I remember being a zmanim, I went with the kids one of these parks over there, and we were doing a tennis of dime. My son points out to me and says, well, hold on a second, you can't do a tennis of dime over here. The pipe underneath has gone directly onto the grass. And they wanted to do that in order that you'll be watering the plants. What do? We got busy, we started moving the pipes, we started bringing bins underneath, they got some ISA. But again, a person has to realize, you go there to Seoul on a holiday, you have to realize that these shilas come up, that these are serious shilas that obviously require the shila of a rov. Now, let's move on next. The status of Kedusha Shvi'is. So what's the status of Kedusha, of all the payers in Yerukas that have Kedusha Shvi'is? The halacha is, again, all of these are Mishnais in the Mishnais of the Shvi'is, the Gemara's as well in different places, Rishalmi's, we're not going into all the Mekoris right now, we probably haven't got time. But just to give a summary, there are halachas as follows. A person's field that he has over there that has Yerukas and payers inside are 100% Hefka. There's obviously a shayla. Does the person have to make it hefka? Does he not have to make it hefka? The person's got to make it hefka. Al kaponim they are hefka, which means, and I remember I got phone calls over Chol HaMoed from people that wanted to take their kids to places. They said, where can we go? We can pick all the vegetables that we want. We know vegetables go basa lekita, not basa chanota, which is by fruit, obviously hasn't yet got kedusha shvi'is. Whereas vegetables that go basa chanota by picking them, once you pick them, it's got kedusha shvi'is because the maisa they grew during the shmita, and you pick them during shmita, so vegetables will have kedusha shvi'is. So people want to know, where can you go? Is hefka. So the halacha is, what happens if a person is not mafka his field? Right? You have unfortunately yidden out there that own a field, they're not mafka, they're not interested in keeping shmita this year. So this is what we call, right, shomo. Or for example, let's say the person never he's working the field as normal, business as normal for him. He's completely acting as normal, watering and pruning, and all the malachas, even the raisa for shmita. So the halacha, that's called neva. So we have something called shomo v'neva. Now here these halachas already get a little bit closer to home. Because he will speak out in a moment, what's the halacha of a person finds Yerukas in the regular supermarket. We have one chashash, which is, if a person wasn't mafkir it, or a person worked on it, shomu v'nevi machlikas rishonim, maybe most poskim actually, rishonim already are actually mekel, but there is a big mock into machmir, shomu v'nevi, there's a shayla, whether a person is allowed to eat it. What about from a goy? Yibamachwi, what happens when you have goyim? And own fields in Eretz Yisrael, so I have to tell you, this is extremely difficult. I spent a lot of time talking to the Badats, Eitz Chavidus, about this Nakuda, because there are major problems with this. I mean, just to give you two Nakudas, right? Number one, how do you know it belongs to a Goy? Do you know how difficult it is to go into the government offices and figure out that it really belongs to a Goy? By the way, Roiv of the land that an Arab lives on actually belongs to the government, and it's leased to the Arabs for a period of 50 years at a time. They keep on releasing it. And therefore, how do you know who? It could be for 200 years maybe they lived over there. But the Maisa, you don't know who owned that. So that's number one. It's very, very schwer to find out if it belongs to a Goy. Number two, Lars Schmitter, they had helicopters going over the areas of land that was supposed to have been owned by a Goy. And what happened was a very interesting thing. What they found was the Goyim We're planting over there, which is okay, and they were, you know, selling it to the supermarkets, which is also okay, because going with no shaykhs to help Hashmeta. No, the Seder. What they found was that what happened 4 o'clock in the morning, they were getting a delivery from their Yiddish friends over there, not so from, and they were getting a delivery of carrots. Very interesting. They watch what goes on over there, and they see that the carrots are getting planted into a hole in the ground. The next morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, a Mashkiach shows up. No, let's see what's going on. He sees all the Arabs in there picking carrots from the floor. He says, this is my thing. And they found that afterwards, Chas v'Shalom, this is a tremendous problem. They have this year now already, Mashkichim sleeping on the field the entire year to make sure that people don't mess around and to make sure everything type of belongs to Goyim. But the Maisa Yibul Nochli, if a produce belongs to a Goy, what's the halacha? So there's a major machlekes rishonim in the map, because on one side of it says, on the other side, everybody knows you're doing a machlekes rishonim. The halacha is, most Rishonim are actually Machmeh. The meaning of Yerushalayim was always to be Mekel, Kvi, the Psak of the Beis Yosef. And therefore, that's why, for example, when people go to Eretz Yisrael and they ask me, which Heksha should I take? I always tell them, if you go with Badat Eidus Charedus, you go with Rabbanut Mahadri, for example, these are people that go fully with Yibul Nochri, or from the 6th year from Chutz Laaretz, and therefore you've got no Shaila with Shmita Bechar, because the meaning of Yerushalayim was always to be Mekel, and therefore a person does not have to be, you know, how many people, younger men, call me up, they ask me, should I be Machmeh or not? You know, Rabbi Nachman said, maybe a person should be Machmeh, Nick Torah should be Machmeh. So they ask me this question. I say to you, I have a simple answer for you. Very simple. Go ask your wife. I say, it's very nice for you to sit in Kollel all day, and your wife is being machmeh, you've got the cheshbon on her. Right? Famous Meisah from the Satmar Rav, right? Everybody knows the Meisah. Right? The Satmar Rav, somebody came to him before Pesach and said, Rebbe, you have to hear all the hummus I've taken on this year. Mamash, we peel all the carrots, and we grind our own potato flour. Mamash, not even hummus, kabaldik. So Rebbe said, that's beautiful. That was something, where do you get your matzahs from? Matzahs? No, I heard there's a company over there, Moodica Company, they do everything amazing. Oh, very nice. Where do you get your wine from? Ah, I heard there's a company over there, it's supposed to be unbelievable. So it says, look, the Sakura of Moodica Balls, the Sakura of Boshin. Ah, I see what's going on over here. Everything that's Negea to your wife doing. No, this you're taking on a home. Oh, but something's Negea to you? Ah, let's let somebody else do it. So the Maisa does the same thing over here. You want to be Machmel the Cholakovit? Or be you being in the kitchen the whole day? Don't think on a chumra on your wife. So the Maisa, the Alok and the Maisa were Makel. On parents, we can't be Makel in such a thing. We don't have to worry about all these halachas. Sfichim, right? Everybody knows the halachas of Sfichim, which is a very, very negay, starting already now. From October started a lot of the shaylas of Sfichim. And the Maisa says, right, Sfichim means that we're not sure when it grew. Right, you have a cucumber. I don't know when this cucumber grew. Maybe someone planted it after Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, I'm getting over here a cucumber, a tomato, whatever it was, from somebody that planted it during Rosh Shmita, or planted by himself. Svichim means it grew by itself. Right? Often, it happens by the animals, by the wind, the seeds get scattered all over the place, and therefore things grow by themselves. At that stage, all vegetables are osa, because we don't know it, and it's a durabolon, and therefore a person can't eat it. Right? So we have over here many different reasons why a person has to be very careful. You go, for example, to Tesco. You go to Marks and Spencer, right, and you see over there produce of Israel, which, by the way, I spoke to kosher authorities here in England. They told me this could riot dafka, because they dafka switch around the boxes, they take out the boxes. Again, this is all the old way we've spoken about, everybody probably knows. Oh, but the mice, if it says product of Israel, then we know that this has come from Eretz Israel. We have no idea where this comes from, right? The kosher authorities told me that there's no one over there in Eretz Israel telling them where it's coming from before they send it over here. And therefore, we have no idea. It could be Shama Benevat, it could be Svichim, and that's the reason why. Again, I'm not getting involved in what the kosher authorities say over here, but from what they've told me is that the Maisa, they tell people try not to eat anything that has got Kedusha Shvias, because the Maisa, we're worried about Svichim, we're worried about Shabbat Benevad, we're worried about all sorts of things over here. What about taking out of Eretz Yisrael, right? Again, last night I wanted to take a tuna bagel out of Eretz Yisrael to London. What do I do? It has cucumbers and tomatoes inside it. So the halacha is that a person is not allowed to take Kedusha Shvias produce out of Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason? Major machlokes rishonim is shitas harayim in this pasuk. A person's going to come over here to Eretz Yisrael and he's going to have this apple. It doesn't have this apple, that apple, this apple, this orange, this onion. No idea. And therefore it gets mixed up. So the rival, what problem do we have? We have a major problem of person's going to be treating this apple in the wrong kedusha, and therefore we're treating it in this not correctly, and therefore it's actually going to be a problem. And the reason that, therefore, a person is not allowed to take things out of Eretz Yisrael. However, if a person needs food for the journey, that's for sure. Walter. A person, for example, wants a couple of vegetables on the journey on the aeroplane before he comes back here. There's absolutely no problem with that. The Chazon Ish was maskim for such a thing, and it's the Seder Gomor. Let's go back to the Issa of Soira. So the Issa of Soira means for a person to do business, right? So the question of doing business means if a person owns shares in a company, right? You have people that own shares in a company in Eretz Yisrael. and they're busy doing business during Shemitah. So what's the halacha with such a day? So the Maaseh Mechatzitzah has a big arichas on this tshuva, and he tines that person probably has to sell it. It depends, obviously, there could be Hetz and Ruba involved, there could be all different shayles involved that we're not going to do at this moment. But the Maaseh, a person has to know that a shayle exists. Schayle means something else. When you go to Eretz Yisrael and you buy something from the shop over there, so this shop is doing business, so you're doing shayle, lifting Eber, because you're causing him to do business with Shemitah produce. Okay, how's it more negay to us? Has it more negay to us? And this is something which is extremely negay. And it goes just like this. There is a Mishnah in Shavuos, it's a Gemara in Kedushin as well, that the Gemara and the Mishnah tell us as follows. When a person buys a pre or yerek with Kedushin Shavuos, zug the Mishnah, zug the Gemara, it's toifas the Kedushin, toifas the Kesef. The Kesef is toifas the Kedushin. Which means, if I go and buy now a cucumber, what's for Kedushin Shavuos, which they do have, they have them over there, I take 50p, and I give it to the man. He takes the TV, puts it inside the till. No, very good. So far, so good. I take the cucumber. I eat it. I don't eat it. I do squeeze it. I don't squeese it. All depending on the different offer. That's no gay. No. Beseda. What's the problem? Nothing happened. No, I'm going now to buy myself a Coca-Cola. What's someone going to buy me a Coca-Cola? I'm going to buy a can of Coke. And I go to buy a can of Coke that costs 50p. Halavai. You go buy a Coke that costs 50p. What happens? You give a pound. Give him a pound. He gives you 50p back. What's the halacha? This 50p that he gave you is Kedusha Shvi's. What are you going to do with this 50p? Right? So this is a Mepusha Mishnah, Mepusha Gemara, that this 50p is Tzayv Kedusha. You can have a whole shayla. I'm going to have to start buying cake with it, for example. Buy cake. Cake is also Kedusha Shvi'is, right? And therefore a person has to be very careful what he does. So the Fisa, we have a major problem. How does a person go to Tesco's? How does he go to any place where he goes? And he's going to be buying payers from Yorokas, let's say, payers are coming out in a few more months, Yorokas even now, with Kedusha Shvi'is. And he's going to get, let's say he's not going to avoid all the Eretz Yisrael stuff. I'm going to buy everything from Cyprus, I'm going to buy from all the other places. Eretz Yisrael I'm not touching. But it gets changed. Right? So for example, there was a cashier's authority here in England that told me, because of this, there are people that spend the entire year with the credit cards. Nobody gets changed. You write a check, you pay by credit card, or you just pay with exact change. There are people that are machmir this way. The shayla is, where are they coming from? Is there any mokum for us to be choshish when I go to Tesco's and I buy myself something which is no shaykhus to Kedusha Shvi'is, and I'm getting back 20p change? Is this 20p got Kedusha or not? So the Maisa, it goes like this. It's a major machlokes apoiskim. Major machlokes apoiskim. The Minchas Yitzchok, the Shloim Azaman, and Minchas Shloim hold a very big aside, and that is, a koim is a davar chashuv. A davar chashuv is in the bottle, a fila behelet. So you'll tell me what you mean. What are the chances of this 20p being a Kedusha Shvi'is 20p? No, very, very low. Right? How much of the cucumbers they still that come from Eretz Yisrael? Not so much. So it's about meat to the meat. Since the Maisa, we're dealing with the Sunday, which is Dovah Choshev. And Dovah Choshev is in the bottle of the bed, as we pass in your day. So it means that every single coin is going to be also, as we pass in the Shalom, as we pass in the Minchas Yitzchok. Right? However, Ruvel Yashev, the Chazan Ish, and many other different places, they said, no, we go Basarov. Right? Then we have Oshayla, obviously, right? We go Basarov, called the Porish, Rubik Porish. Is it Yerov? Is it Kavua? Is it not Kavua? I've been there in Yerov, it's Kufiud. And we're not going into it now, but I've upon him, it's a major Shayla. So we took the post game, the Rubik Yashav, the Chazan Ish, and others, that since Rov of the shop are not selling Kedusha Shvi'is, nothing to worry about, the Seder Gomel. Right? So that's what I said. I gave a shiur in Baruch Hashem. The Rebbeinu was giving me a sach siyat d'shmaya. We gave shiurim all over Yerushalayim in different places. We sent out charts and booklets on Shmita to 25,000 people all over the country. We even have to be careful. We even have a Shmita app that's gone out to help all the people with the oilim for Shmita, to mezaka the oilim. But I'll upon him, what happened? I gave a shiur in Rechavia. Right, mamash, hundreds of women over there. We gave a huge share, and I told them this shayla, right? Very negated to them. And I said, La locha lemaisa, beseda, you can never survive. So therefore, when you walk into a supermarket, and right of the supermarket is not good to shishviyas, you don't have to worry about the change. You can get change. Later on that afternoon, I get a phone call from Shari Chesed. The woman calls up Mashiach Chesed and says, excuse me, we have an Ishe over here, a Ishe for 350 women in Shari Chesed. We had Ishe on Shmita, and they said that it's awesome. So I said, Beseda, I'm not getting involved. I went like Rav Eliashiv and Chazan Ish, and stop it. They went like Rav Shlomo Zalman. She said to me, no. We have here in Shari Chesed at the minute like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was Machmeh. He lived over here in Shari Chesed. We are Machmeh. So I said, Beseda, no problem whatsoever. I went like that one or that. Eilu ve'eilu, Beseda. Now, that evening, I get a phone call from a fellow in Gaman who lives over there in Shari Chesed. He asked me the shayla, said, I heard there's a whole tumult going on because of what you said. The mice, what do? I said, listen, Ichal, I think it's Beseda Gomel, nothing to worry about, we go Basaloy, and zero. Oh, but I heard then in Shavuot Chesed, there's like a machmir. She said, I'm going to be Mavar. He calls me up, rubbish, late that night. What happened on Monday? He says to me, there was an email that was sent out to hundreds and hundreds of women that said there's a little bit of confusion what's going on with the money that you buy. Should a year be Kedusha? Should it not be Kedusha? And the mice of this year's Pesach is that there's no Kedusha Shvi's and we go back to life. That's Baruch Hashem. So the mice of a person does not have to be worried when you go to Tesco, when you go to Marks and Spencer, for the change that you're getting, because that change generally we go back to life, and therefore there is no problem with Kedusha Shvi's in such a case. If a person does have payments in the rockets of Kedusha Shvi's, and he knows that's Seder, for example, he knows there's no shayla of Svichim, there's no shayla of Shom of Neva, even more you're going to gain when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael. So you have to know the halachas. You have to know, for example, that you can't just blend anything you want to blend. You can't peel anything you want to peel. What do you do with the leftover peels of bananas? What do you do with the leftover peels of apples and all these sorts of things? Cooking it can only be done in a way that's also normal. You can't do things not normally. You have to only do things in a normal way, and therefore to treat it normally, as we mentioned in the beginning, was the reason because a person is sitting and eating on the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you're sitting on the sitting and eating on the shulchan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to treat it in that way also. Flowers. Flowers also have major problems. I mean, for example, plants. That's right, we missed out the halachas of plants for a moment. Right, it's not so negay over here, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's very negay. You go to an apartment over there, you go to a hotel over there, they give you sometimes plants over there, in the lobby, they give you in your bedroom, all sorts of things. What do you do with these plants, right? I've got a new service now in Eretz Yisrael, right? Previously, I was oisik in kashrus, right? So people call me to the house, tell me, how do I kasher this? And is there a problem with steam over there? And that's amazing. So I used to make home calls in order to sort out the kitchen shiners with the kashrus. Then they call me legabi mezuzah. Come to our house and figure out how to do mezuzah, how to do not mezuzah, where do you put it? Oh, hi, hello, okay, now we have a new service. How to work out if what I have is an otzus nokov ein nokov? I've been called to so many people's houses to possibly explain to them what is the difference between an otzus nokov and an otzus ein nokov? And is the flower pot hanging in an area? It's a problem. I had a fellow that had a major problem before Rosh Hashanah. He put the flower in one place. After Rosh Hashanah, he comes running to me and says, I don't know what to do. Can I move the flower pot from one place to another place? It's a tremendous shayla of a person allowed to do that. And myself, Peter Rebozna had a letter that he wrote to the Chazon Ish. That it's shayach for something to get yanika 7, 8, 9, 10 floors above. And therefore, even if a person doesn't live on the ground floor, and you move around flower pots during the halachas of Shvi'is, it's a major problem. And therefore, a person has to know, when you're moving flower pots, even within the house, is a major shayla of replanting. When a person buys plants, for example, I know people that like they told me that before Rosh Hashanah, what did they do? They bought a beautiful bouquet of silk flowers. They gave it to their wife and said, "Here, this is for the whole year. I'm not buying flowers for the Ganseyor." I was going to state many of the women. That's like what they wanted to do. Because they want to get involved with flowers. What's the shayla with flowers? So we almost have a minute left. The halachas of flowers go like this. The halachas of flowers are generally, even though state Mishnah, as they pass from the Gemara, the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, v'chole, is that it's very shy for flowers to have Kedusha Shvi'is. Very shy. And therefore you have to be careful, right? Especially if it's got a nice smell. The Maisa Roil of the flowers, unless they are miyuchot for the smell, do not have Kedusha Shvi'is. And therefore they do not have Kedusha Shvi'is. I can chuck them out normally. I don't have to have a Shmita bin. I don't have to worry. I didn't even mention the Shmita bin over here, right? Because maybe that's not so negay. But in Eretz Yisrael, this is very, very negay. Because everybody knows when you have waste and leftovers, you can't put it in the regular bin. You have to have yourself a Shmita bin. And not only that, you can't have one Shmita bin. You can have a few Shmita bins. Because obviously you can't put Sunday's waste together with, you know, Motza Shabbos's waste because you're ruining it. And therefore you have, you know, Sunday and Monday, people are very machme. People walk around Eretz Yisrael and say, ooh, how many Shmita bins do you have? You know, I'm machme. I have 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. People are very interesting. The mice said, the halacha over here wouldn't be so negay for a Shmita bin. But a component of a person has to know, by flowers, generally you do not have to worry about Kedusha Shvi'is. However, the other problem with flowers is where you find it from. We don't know where it comes from. If the source of the flowers is from a fellow that doesn't keep Shemitah, so who knows if this rose wasn't planted or worked on or tended to during the year of Shvi'is. And for that reason is now, just like we have Hekshayim on food, Hekshayim on tefillin, Hekshayim on shaitels, now we have Hekshayim on flowers as well. They have Hekshayim on flowers to know why. It's not a joke. It's a serious thing for a person to realize and know that a flower was not worked on, planted and tended to during the year of Shemitah. But again, if it doesn't have a miyuchadik smell, there's no problem with buying it if it has aksha, and you can throw it out and make it away. By the way, here in London, it's negeir as well. Up to 30% of the flowers often come from Eretz Yisrael. That's why all the good flowers come over here, and we're left with all the other ones over there. The Maisa person doesn't have to be too worried. There's only a miyit, not a roib, and therefore a person can be makel on that. The lesson of Shmita, we have to finish with this, obviously, is that the Chofetz Chaim once said, the Chofetz Chaim once went to a doctor, and the doctor said to the Chofetz Chaim, Zmanim Ulchoma, Klal Yisrael, we're in a very, very bad matzah, people never for dying. The doctor said to the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, I have a shayla for you. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why is he looking at his children in Tsar? And he's not doing anything about it. Where is he? And the Chofetz Chaim turns and says, tell me something. How do I know that you're a doctor? Me? What do you mean? Have you used all these certificates on the wall to show that I'm a doctor? That was 30 years ago. The days were 30 years ago. How do I know now you're a doctor? The doctor said, what are you talking about? I have to prove every day I'm a doctor. Is it not enough? Then I proved it. So the Chofetz Chaim, the same thing. Avad the Rebbeinu Shlom created Nisim and Nifloyes Bisman. He says Mitzrayim, Arsinai, Bechulek. Oh, but the Maisa, the Rebbeinu Shlom does not have to prove himself in every single time. The exception to that is by Shemitah. There are story upon story upon story of Yidden who had fields in Eretz Yisrael, and they saw b'metzias boru that the bracha of the Torah, of that a person gets extra produce before Shemitah in order to keep him going during Shemitah and even afterwards, they saw it boru. Avad the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have to prove it. When you see something like this, that it's not shayach, we use this in Kiruv all the time to tell people it's not shayach that somebody else could have written the Torah, only the Rebbeinu Shlom, otherwise after the first Shemitah it's all over. The Maaseh of the year of Shemitah teaches us a lesson. Even if it's not so negeh to us, even if it's only negeh when we go to Eretz Yisrael, and only if we're buying papers for Eretz Yisrael here in London. Oh, the Maaseh, the lesson of Shemitah, I think we should take with us. And the lesson of Shemitah is to teach us emunah, bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shlom, ve'ez Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom, all siyat d'shmaya, to take a bee in Eretz Yisrael, to keep the halacha of the Shemitah properly.